From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. We celebrate Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Today marks the King Holiday's 20th anniversary. And to reflect on the man's life and legacy, I recently sat down with his eldest daughter, Yolanda. Yolanda King inherited her father's gift for oration and has put it to good use as a speaker, actor, and producer. She is also the founder and CEO of her own production company, Higher Ground Productions. She told me that after 2 decades, she's still amazed there's a King Holiday.
I still continue to be amazed that it actually happened and that President Ronald Reagan signed the Martin Luther King Jr. reluctantly. Signed the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday bill. And now all over the country, people celebrate, commemorate, focus on those ideals and those principles and those values, on the vision that my father fiercely pursued. And that's an incredible thing. I think it's no accident that the holiday is at the beginning of the year, because truly, it should set the tone for the way in which we respond and we move forward and where we operate from for the rest of the year.
Would you like to see in the commemoration more than just a remembrance of what your father stood for? And I mean that in the sense that often when you talk to people, obviously they refer back to the magnificent speech of I Have a Dream, and they talk about one or two other things, the fight against the Vietnam War, perhaps. But there are so many other things that your father was. I'm curious, would you like to see people delve a little deeper and go beyond just remembrance and become perhaps even more educated in what King's message was?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the holiday is definitely still evolving. What we have encouraged is that it be a day on, not a day off, that this should be a time when people not only celebrate, but as the theme says, act to bring about the kind of society that my father really wanted to see and was trying to move us to. And so that means that in your individual lives and in your individual communities, that means looking around and seeing where you can plug in to make things a little bit better, to really involve yourself in transforming yourself. That's the work that I'm really focused on through my company, Higher Ground Productions, is really helping people to really find a place of personal empowerment as well as inner peace, because I think it takes that for people to be effective change agents and to be champions of peace in their own lives. And that's how we can effectively commemorate the life of Martin Luther King Jr.
Let me ask you this. I was going to bring up the production, Higher Ground Productions, founded in 1990, and much of what you do through that, it really speaks to the idea of the agent of change and tolerance, diversity, and the like. How difficult is it to have your dad's shadow there? Is it a help or a hindrance?
I think it's a tremendous help, because it's such a beacon for the direction that we are going in through my company. When I first started, I remember thinking, this is such an awesome task. What is it that is unique, and what is the special thrust that I can bring? What is the part of the legacy that really connects to my spirit and to my heart that I can be passionate about? And it took a few years, very honestly, Ed, to kind of figure that out. Mm-hmm. There's so much need in our world. But I'm very pleased to at this point, to be able to say that I found that niche, and just so pleased that we are doing workshops and seminars and retreats. And we work a lot through teleconferencing, really helping people to begin to understand that they must be the change. They must be the joy, the compassion, the peace, the love, instead of looking for it from our government or from our pastors or from friends. You must look in the mirror and develop that place of peace and that place of empowerment within yourself. And we're doing that not only through, as I said, a variety of educational forms, but also through the entertainment industry. We're developing film and television projects that seek to transform people's thinking and their consciousness.
ask this, and I have had over the years opportunity to talk with you down through the years, and I've asked this question of you before, but I'm curious whether the answer changes. The idea that you all have had to live your lives in a very public way, whether you wanted to or not. How difficult is it, even with your mom and her health problems of late? You've had to share that with us. So many people have been concerned about her health and her well-being. Talk to me about that from both sides. I would suspect there's good and bad to that.
Yes, you're right. There are definitely negatives and there are positives. There are so many pluses that people love you and they don't even really know you. And that's a blessing. That's certainly the wind beneath my wings. And I'm thankful for that. But at the same time, it does mean that you have to give up some of your privacy. And you must make decisions not based on what you necessarily might individually or personally in a vacuum want to do, but you do, you must, we must operate from an understanding of what we represent to the larger society. And it's tough because we are just like any other family. We have our differences. And so it's a responsibility. As I say to people, it's an awesome, tremendous blessing. And it's also a pretty heavy duty responsibility as well.
Let me ask you about what a lot of people have been talking about, and that is the latest chapter of Taylor Branch's book on the civil rights movement. This one taking a look at Martin Luther King Jr., the man. And obviously it touches on a number of things, including those who started to turn away from him as he moved from looking at the civil rights movement to the war on poverty and the Vietnam War. There are questions about extramarital affairs and all of that. How difficult is it to resign yourself that here is this man who, like all of us, when we look to our parents, we want to believe them to be infallible, and this plays itself out into the public's eye? And also, Yolanda, the idea that we don't know how much of it is really real and how much of it is folklore.
I'm going to borrow a line from Oprah. I know that no matter what is said about Martin Luther King Jr., what he contributed, what he gave, what he meant, what he means all over this planet cannot be tarnished. Mm-hmm. That I know for sure. And so that gives me a great deal of peace. And because I'm an adult now myself, and I know that we are, none of us are perfect, it also helps me to deal with some of the judgmental folks that are out there. It helps me to make peace with all of that.
Let me ask you something else that's in the news, and I know that it's something that has been ongoing with the family, and that is the question of the sale of the King Center. We've read recently that there's a split in the family, that two of the siblings, being Bernice and Martin, want to keep it under the auspices of the family, and that it is written that you and Dexter, as well as Andy Young, who sits on the board and was a close friend of your father's, feels that it should possibly be sold for better management. How is that playing itself out? What can you tell us about what's real versus what we're reading?
Well, it's true that that we do have differences about how things should proceed with the King Center. I feel very strongly that at this point, the focus really needs to be on programs, making sure that everyone understands who Martin Luther King Jr. was and the incredible lessons, the valuable ways to really respond to all kinds of issues, both societal issues as well as personal ones. And he gave us such roadmaps, really gave us so just a wealth of material to draw from. And that's where we need to disseminate that material. That's where our focus needs to be, on making sure that we educate people. And unfortunately, as everyone knows, it takes huge amounts of money to maintain a facility. And it's temporal. That won't last. But the lessons that we can pass on to young people, that will have great impact and will be passed on from generation to generation. And so my family will resolve this difference. As I said earlier, We're just like any other family. We have mm-hmm. our differences. And perhaps part of the vision, part of the larger picture of this is that in the process of ironing through this, we can show people how to disagree without being disagreeable.
Are you disappointed with the funding that you have received, the private funding from the African-American community that could, in fact, pony up to the table because this man meant so much to all of us and keep the center running?
Well, sure. There are disappointments in that respect. I think all too often that is one of the things that we must continue to focus on is the important task of honoring our own. That's crucial work that we must do within our communities that we are not doing as well as we should. And so that is definitely an area that we've got to step up.
Let me ask you this before we let you go, and we appreciate your time today as all of us take a look back and remember your dad. But talk to us about your mom and her health and how she's doing.
Well, she's doing fine. It really is an uphill battle. Fortunately, her spirits are high, and I know that's because of the prayers that poured forth from all and continue to do so from all over the world. And we're just so thankful for the outpouring of love that has been shared. And we ask people to continue praying. It is definitely a challenging time for her.
All right. Well, we will certainly continue our prayers for your mom and the family in general. And Yolanda King, again, thank you for your remembrances of your dad and all of what you do today. We appreciate your time.
You're so very welcome, Ed.
For more on Yolanda King and to read an excerpt from her latest book, Embracing Your Power in 30 Days, log on to NPR.org. Coming up, from the Civil Rights era to the Black Power generation to the hip-hop age, we'll discuss the evolution of the civil rights movement with three generations of one family. That's on our special roundtable up next.